You know, nowadays, if you're in this business, mm-hmm. you have to be on socials.
Yeah.
It's like true. Become part of our job.
Uh-huh. I know. It's wearing on me, man.
Yeah.
I just God. I don't think I'm very interesting these days. No,
it wore on me like 10 years ago when social media was like first coming out.
When Jeff was on MySpace.
I know.
This is too much.
I've got 8 friends. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
How many times have I changed my wallpaper?
Like, seriously. But more than ever, like Jose now spends half of his day coming up with reels for our Instagram.
Yeah. Dude, and I've been getting endorsements. I'm eating like free lunch today, and I have a free lunch next week. I got a free haircut.
Okay.
You should get on
it's
it.
It's actually working out for
it's
you.
It's actually working out amazing for me. I love it.
Alexis, who's our social media coordinator, is working hard. Copying Digital Jake's posts onto our other accounts, which that counts as doing your job.
You know how long I have to wait for him to post them, guys.
Come on.
Poor Alexis. I'm very organized.
Every morning, Brooke logs on to her AOL to check her horoscopes. So she's doing her part, too.
You've got mail.
Not to mention me.
My mom hits me up there, okay?
Yeah.
On IM.
You know it.
And, you know, I'm probably doing the most work with the song of the week.
No, you're not.
No, you're doing well on TikTok.
Oh, wow, thank you. Look, did you hear that? Yeah. I'm the only one that got applause out of the entire group.
Let's give it a button.
Man, it is hard carrying this show.
Is it?
Oh, no, bro.
My shoulders are sore from carrying everybody. Brooke, you want to come massage my shoulders
not
a little bit?
Not at all.
I will.
No, I'll strangle you if that is that.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Okay. That'll probably go viral on TikTok, too.
Yeah.
But because of all that, our fastest growing platform is TikTok right now. Jake, do you know how many followers we have at the moment?
I think it's 138,821.
But it's more impressive to talk about.
We got a lot of love.
But I'm wondering, are we losing opportunities to make ourselves some quick cash? Because one TikToker named Brandon Edelman is making a decent chunk of change right now with way less followers than we have.
Okay, what
so
is he doing?
Here's a clip of him explaining how.
You can make money off TikTok when you hit 10,000 followers and you can join the creator fund. It all depends on how much views and likes your videos get. The bulk of your money will come through brand deals and brand sponsorship. In the last month and a half, I did a brand partnership with Amazon Alexa, MyFaceSocks.com, and GoPuff. I also did a dating show with Get Snack App, hosted my own event at a local bar in Philly, and created my own profile on Cameo. And between all these brand partnerships and the TikTok creator fund, I made $10,500.
What?
Whoa.
$10,000.
Whoa.
That's
nice
more.
Nice chunk of change.
What?
I know. We're not making that type of money here.
We're making nothing off of, well, unless the salespeople are making money and pocketing it. We don't know about it.
If Brandon Edelman can do it, then we have to be able to do it.
That's true.
Jake, what are we doing wrong?
Everything.
Okay. We're going to work on trying to make ourselves some money here, figure out what we're messing up on.
Okay.
Meanwhile.
Anybody got any tips, text in.
Yeah.
7592.
Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose, you're going to draw a name out because you had the shot caller last. Who'd you get?
I got Jeff, Thick, and Thin.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Something different than blood, though.
Yeah. Interesting. Right. I'll put on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
The Great Resignation has been happening for months now, where people are leaving their jobs at higher rates than usual, and many listeners are hoping that people on this very show do the same thing.
Totally.
Well, a new survey asked 5,000 people who quit their jobs why. Hmm. And I need you to identify the four most common answers people gave for why they left their jobs in no particular order.
First one's super easy.
Yeah.
Just don't make enough money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Low pay.
See, the first one.
Brooke, I've never not made
Can't
enough
relate
money.
To that.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Brooke's like, working with too many uggos.
Yeah, Brooke
had a different I need a prettier
You guys are dumb.
Environment.
No, I remember in our office, okay, when our boss said, okay, everybody's back to the office, no working from home. That's when we had a big influx of people quitting
people
when they didn't have that work-life, you know, balance. They couldn't work from home anymore. There was no flexibility.
Work-life balance.
Or like flexible hours.
Yeah, I would just say hours because a lot of people hate that they can't make this show or they can't pick up their kids anymore.
Or take long vacations.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Work from home.
Okay.
So if you're working like late nights or early mornings.
Is that so?
Or just having to go to the office 8 to 5.
Okay, so I have two locked in right now. I have not enough money and you're working too many hours.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the question one more time.
You don't think okay.
A new survey asked 5,000 people, why did you quit your job? And I have the most common responses from that question. I need you to come up with the top four, but to make sure none of you quit mid-question, I'll toss you a lifeline. Tell me number between 1 and 4, and I'll tell you what's behind it.
Let's do number 4.
Number 4 was the pay sucked.
Number 4. Wow,
that's way down there. Okay.
I still think, because you have too many hours, I think that that's different than not being able to work remotely.
Yeah.
Aren't people sick of working remotely now, though?
No. 3 of my friends switched to jobs just to work from home.
Absolutely love it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's so it makes your life, like, you can get things done.
I feel like you get lonely.
I would ask, hey,
you're
bro,
right, dude.
I would think about, like, your boss. I know so
I
many
think that's good
or
too.
Just coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
People will leave because it's
bad
a one coworker. Yeah, the environment. Like, just the staff alone.
Your
like,
coworkers
yeah.
have, like, a bad sense of fashion, and, like, it annoys you to see how poorly they dress.
Why are you looking at Brooke?
I'm just saying.
He's been calling me Hobo Jim all day. So.
You're in a beanie, Brooke.
You're in a great beanie.
What's wrong with that?
We're indoors. That's okay.
We're indoors.
Hat on.
All right.
You're trying to fight the weather right now, bro.
Okay, so I have, you don't make enough money, you have a horrible boss, you work too many hours, and the last one is...
You can't work remote, dude.
I don't think the working remote is in there. I don't think people are that into it.
If you're just tired of it, like, customer service people, just tired.
She had 3 friends that switched jobs but, just to work remotely.
That's true.
But I like actually what she said before that, which was, I'm tired of it. Like, you don't care about your job. Like, you're not passionate about what you do.
But you would be if you got paid more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Liked it.
That's going to be my last one. No passion for the job.
Ooh, I don't like that.
According to a survey of people who recently changed their career status, here are the top 4 most common reasons people are quitting their jobs. Number 4 was in your lifeline. That was the pay sucked. You got that correct.
All right.
Number 3 was management or your boss sucked or didn't care about you.
Okay.
You got that right.
All right.
Number 2 was people being overworked or working long hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's 3 out of 4. And the number
am I about to quit this job? I just
and the number 1 most common reason people say they're quitting their job was they were not motivated or burnt out.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
That
counts. I thought that was wrong,
Oh, my God.
Great job.
That was teamwork. I like the people that I work with. I'm going to stick around. All right. Well, since
we
got it right,
no.
Digital Jake's going to get shocked. And while he does, he's going to be singing Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
All right, Jake.
My loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
Take it home.
Give me a sign.
What should we do?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
That was so good.
Dude, even Brittany's proud of that moment.
There it is. Shot caller question of the day. Got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.